Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, another very precious episode, Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High Yes, indeed. Very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, He's told me. That He has appointed me for some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said to me that I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me. I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, revert, the silence, brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. There's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. The one who sits high, who looks low, He does not forget, my brothers and sisters. In fact, by His Spirit, we're called to seek the remembrance of all things. To seek beyond all sin, all that divides our people. That is a commandment. We're commanded by Him, our brothers and sisters, to seek the Most High, that we discern what indeed is divine, I said divine expectation. My brothers and sisters, there would be no need, I repeat, there'd be no need to do this at all. Did you hear me? If there had not been so much that man's forgotten, it is so very necessary to be restored to mind and heart, that men, my brothers and sisters, might, true to the Most High, in all things agree as one. We're told, my brothers and my sisters, according to the scripture, those consecrated unto the Most High, I'm talking about the third chapter, Ephesians, we're all called, if by His Spirit, we all must comprehend as a consecrated people, all must comprehend as saints to the fullness of the height, depth, and breadth of all the divine understanding the Most High has granted. Said unto one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one absolute, even my brothers and sisters, unto agreement after the full measure and stature of the Messiah Himself. How else, my brothers and sisters, we speak of what is a covenant? Do we dare to believe mass disagreement? So much mass exploitation in this world that we still yet have functioned true to the gift of Yah? Most High one time asked me, dare any man believe that all the multitude of contradictions that we see in this world, do we dare to believe that this is the work of the Holy Spirit? He said, anyone who can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a true disciple unto Yah, cannot be a true disciple unto the Holy Spirit. We must know that the finished work of the Spirit is a pure and perfect work, true unto the Most High, beyond all the variant provocations, beyond all the pollutions, beyond all the variant misconceits that are completely, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, obliterated so much of human conscience that so many of my brothers and sisters have not even realized the need for a great remembrance. If all remembered and understood fully what the Most High intended from the beginning, as the eternality of His ways, it would be only one global nation Number one, my brothers and sisters. One church. And the truth of the matter is there truly is only one church. There's only one institutionality. My brothers and sisters, based upon a foundation pure to that which the Most High has intended. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that quite shockingly to most people, it's going to be found that that institution is one that has to be restored again in this earth. Men have so far fallen away from what was the truth of the gospel, the truth of the Holy Word, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is that pure, perfect word from above, untainted after any of the misconceits of man. Man has fallen so far away from that that many have preferred to believe and trust the doctrines of a lot of con men walking around here. Because the truth of the scriptures tell us the Messiah, when he appears, is going to reprove all your pastors. Read Isaiah 41st chapter. It says he's going to reprove all your kings. Read Malachi 3rd chapter. Reprove all your priests. Read Zechariah 10. Those that men have called the fellows, the friends of Yah. So many of my brothers and sisters were all just plain false prophets. Because they wouldn't tell you all that you need to know. They wouldn't tell you all that you need to discern. And before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, you might be called steadfast and faithful. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, I find it amazing that with 45,000 denominations out here, most do not realize how most have just simply been participant in a mass exploitation. Not to discern how many have lied because they just want to believe that they knew the truth because they listened to a man. That was a great insult in itself. I know what the Most High told me when I first begin to wake up, or he first began to wake me up, because frankly, my brother says, I didn't know what to look at. I looked what to look for. I thank him that my call was from him. Come aware. And he told me right off the top. He said, whatever you hear from men, read from men, see from men, anything else from men, you better check it out with him first. He said, somebody will make a fool of me. My brothers and sisters, if we don't seek the Most High for all that pleases him, there are many who will deceive mankind. They think they are sufficient. And the conscience of man today has been far from it. Think about it. 45,000 denominations all claiming to be course for salvation. And my brothers and sisters, not a single one of them is perfectly agreed even with another institution, not perfectly agreed, and certainly not perfectly agreed in all things with the one Most High. Scriptures talk about a particular truth that actually I know is contained in scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. The prophecy said in advance that your rulers would not tell you. Perspectives on it, the leaders would not offer you ever to understand. And causing men point blank, my brothers and sisters, in a world where this truth is not told. They've caused men to lie, believing that they knew, but they simply have not known. Come zealous to uphold illusions, false scenarios, false expectations that did not come forth from Yah. A lot of my brothers and sisters, false leaders out here, have made liars of the peoples, across all the nations. And even, my brothers and sisters, in people's zeal to believe that they were wise, compelled them to pay, promote damnable illusions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they went as far as to cause men to pay the ticket straight to hell. Why do I say this, my brothers and sisters? Have we refused to understand that despite all that men have said and called wise, If we refuse to understand, the Most High still is going to do, is still is going to do all that He declared. Hey, some folks think, well, they paid good money to believe what they would. They paid good money to speak and hear the lies that they wanted to hear. And they refused to discern them as lies because they didn't want to recognize themselves as foolish. But the Most High told me that there are many who rather believe a liar than believe they have been deceived. There are many, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, that my brothers and sisters, well, the Most High told me there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. Many of us, my brothers and sisters, are born into this world. If we were born into this world, hey, there were lies set here for us before we were even born. But my brothers, my sisters, I want you to understand. Whoever's walked this earth has in some way been deceived. But some of us have the kind of humility that when we realize or have opportunity to recognize the truth, to discern the truth, we're willing to repent and to change. And that's what the scripture meant when it said we must be born again. I said we must be born again. It means, my brothers and sisters, that the orientations of this world have, as Messiah said point blank in Yohanan 7:7, John 7:7, I testify that the works of this world are evil. The conceits of this world are evil. They are corrupted. They're tainted. They're not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. I dare say to you that every single one of them, and I repeat again, every single one of your denominations as they exist today, every single one of your nations today have all lied to you. When Messiah appears, there is a reason why the scriptures say point blank, it'll be like a great earthquake. All the cities of the nations shall fall. Why? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Zephaniah 10 says the Most High sought to bring forth righteousness again to his people because they were without a shepherd. Why would it say such a thing without a shepherd? Isaiah 59 says the Most High looked and he saw no intercessor. I repeat, it says the Most High looked. And he saw no intercessor, no one to intercede on behalf of those who would seek for righteousness. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, that Psalms 14, Psalms 53 also says point blank. None righteous, none that does good, no, not one. Most High looked and he saw none who discerns how much more, my brothers and sisters, we truly need to seek Yah. He says his people have been devoured by evildoers. Evildoers, my brothers and sisters, who devour the people of Yah as if they were bread. So the scripture says, who then out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? In that day, Israel, Yah shall be glad, shall be made one. Without a shepherd, without a reference point for reverence, did you hear me? Without a reference point for reverence, humanity, in so many ways, has been completely confused outside of what indeed is the word from the beginning. For that word is what the world has vastly forgotten. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There may be 45,000 denominations in this world and 280 odd nations and counting. There's going to be a tremendous shock to this world to find out this great truth. As the scripture says in the book of Romans, you need to read around 2:29, 3 and 4. It says, if the whole world be a liar, if the whole world be deceived, if the whole world be short of perception, if the whole world for generations, my brothers and sisters, has reiterated a lie, delusions, misinformation, misconceit, misadministrations, that he keep his promise, Yah will yet be true. To his own word, we were warned that many have the law, if you will, the book, but have not sought it by faith, but rather after the misconceits of this worldliness, seeking to appease the multitude of divisions and divisive rulerships that are in it. They didn't tell you that when Scripture says, not under the law, but under grace, the Holy Spirit brings men to one accord. Law of this world, my brothers and sisters, man's efforts and ruling efforts to preserve the corruptions that are in this world have actually made it illegal that absolution be declared. The Scripture says, not under the law, but under grace, really means not under the flawed misconceits of this world. There will be no peace after the multitude of worldly misimaginations. There will be no peace, but according to the plan, the Most High himself has decreed. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be a big shock when people find out that for all they have believed, Yah will still declare himself not a God of men's imaginations. He is indeed the great I am that I am, not as men have imagined. Men will soon see him as he is. The question, when they see him as he is, fully as he is, will they love him still? All it takes for man to fall after an illusion is to confess the holy name or just simply be left without divine instruction. Confess the holy name and not be willing to seek all the truth. We were warned we will not be counted blameless if we vow ourselves to his name after any man's vanity, even our own. In other words, if we don't seek to perform all the Most High declared, will not be found blameless, not be found steadfast, not be found worthy of his holy name, because with his name he seals all, he confirms all his word. No one, my brothers and sisters, will be found worthy of that name. But those who approve, who can prove, that they be steadfast to all the Most High reveals, to the extent, my brothers and sisters, their foundation is firm enough. When they discover, rediscover, a call to remember so many truths that have not been spoken now for many generations, and I dare to say well over a millennia, that when they find these truths again, and when these truths are again revealed, brought again to remembrance to the wearied soul, that they will, in the process of growth, my brothers and sisters, be wise enough to discern the truth, the wisdom that is in it, and not turn back. Most I told me a long time ago that the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, what they don't know. What men think they know, unwilling to give full respect, to consider all the Most High has spoken, that is not wisdom, my brothers and sisters, at all. What did Messiah say? He said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets, not to abolish or dishonor anything contained in the law and the prophets. In fact, Acts 3:18 through 23 says he comes to bring the remembrance of all and the restitution concerning all things the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And whoever will not hearken or reckon according to that cumulative word, like you find also in Isaiah 8:9-9 and 8, it talks about Messiah saying, bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, put it all together. Whoever will not reckon according to the fullness of that word, he says there's no light in them. My brothers and sisters, what the Most High calls light has no variation or shadow of changing in it. It's no multitude of divisions in it. The gospel of the Most High has no variation. It is the word absolute. It's the mind of Yah from above. The difference between worldliness and, if you will, godliness is that this world is divided after the misopinions of man. A world, my brothers and sisters, blind to the knowledge of the truth. Many are seduced by many forms of lies. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern what the scriptures mean. The scripture talking about a revelation of truth like a great earthquake that will cause all the nations to revere and seek after the righteousness of one. And I dare say that in the world in which we live, men have neither known how Messiah actually shall appear, what they've been told is a lie. I repeat, what they've been told is a lie, and I can prove it with Scripture. Men have not known how Messiah shall appear, for what he shall come. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? What men have been taught has been a lie. Many think they have known what the truth is. It's all been their own personal imaginations. Men call themselves under grace. Did you hear me? As if they were favored of the Most High, but every man being exploited by so many misruling entities. Messiah comes, as I said before, to prove the foolishness of all that men have called wise, that it shall be that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Why? Because men were discerned that it was only because he awakened beyond all the misconceits of man that others even have a chance in this age of so much darkness. Messiah comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, as one scripture says, suddenly, unexpectedly, like the sudden arising of the sun, to cast out all the darkness, to reveal, my brothers and sisters, the light the world for a long time has sought to obscure, to show that so much of what men have thought to be wise was just another variation of the darkness, because the fullness of the truth this world will not speak. Messiah comes again, said, to reprove all your leaders, all your priests, pastors, reverends, kings, so many who say they are prophets, apostles, whatever they call themselves by their title. It means nothing. In fact, he will call it all, according to Isaiah 40, as a drop in a bucket, worthless, because men have not discerned what they should have. Messiah will say, have you not heard? Have you not understood? Did nobody tell you? There's no searching of all that is divine understanding. I know what the Most High told me. He told me, till I see everything that he has spoken, forsworn, and promised, brought to bear, keep looking. But there are those, because they get a pat on the back by a pastor. They walk into a congregation, everybody's got smiling faces. Come on, join with us. Easily duped. We're told to watch out for false prophets. False. Look at the word. Fleshly. Without the greater vision of Yah. Then all multitude of divisions. Irreverence. Without reference. False. Flawed. Foolish. How about deceptive? Seem to be enough, but not enough. Seem to be sufficient. And the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 28, it's going to be a terror for men to understand the report. What did I say to him before? The scripture is actually saying in Matthew, how about 5:14-24? What it really says, if you let anybody trick you, if you let anybody trick you into thinking that in any way the Most High sent Messiah to in any way abolish or dishonor the law and the prophets, if you allow anybody to trick you into such insanity, he said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. It means that you haven't overcome the world. If you can even begin to believe such a thing. To believe the Most High cast aside his law for his people all to be one is an insane concept. And the Most High told me that he gives his own better sense than that. So quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I have a question. What is it that's wrong, so desperately wrong, in the minds of the vast multitudes of the people? Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. He said, for every idle or stagnating foolish word, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning or even realize the need to discern a greater dimension of truth. He said, for every idle word man speaks, he will give account for it in the judgment. Any word that man speaks that is an obstacle against him seeking the greater truth. My brothers and sisters, it's been the word of an adversary. It's been misrepresentation. How many understand that misrepresenting the Most High, that is the work of a devil. It's not the work of the Holy Spirit. It's time we understand what he meant when, in effect, he said, if anybody, my brothers and sisters, would cause his brother to be foolish against the law and the prophets, he's guilty even under hellfire. Why? That's what devils do. I know that they didn't teach you the real meaning of these things. They didn't tell you that Messiah comes, that he revealed the greater light, that there'd be a process of elimination. Because there's not going to be 45,000 denominations in the kingdom of Yah. The intrusions of man have so corrupted the doctrines among the churches that they're not churches at all. They're not safe havens from the lies of the world, because the lies of the world, it's filled with them. Pastors who have dared, and I had some outright tell me after I cornered them with a bit of reason. We talk about these Doctor of Divinity degrees. They get it from generic institutions. They can take them and preside over who knows what kind of different denominations. Hey, and not always necessary, if you want to call it that way, messianic. Some of them Orthodox Jewry. It could be, hey, they could take it to some any kind of denomination out there. They're just there to preside. Pastor one time told me when I cornered him on this, he said, don't you know for us it's not about, he said, he used the word Jesus. I know that was not his name. But he said, it's not about what Jesus said. He said, it's about us learning a profession. I cornered another pastor, and he finally told me when I cornered him on some scripture that relate with the reason why Messiah truly must come. And he made full admission while he reached up and tapped his collar. He said that, yes, he knows that his entire application is a facade. If people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. But because the people don't know what they should have known, many presume that they have understood, but they've hardly understood at all. And until man, my brothers and sisters, sees again so much what he has not seen, to discern what for so long he has not discerned, many will think they know, but they've known not. Most I told me the difference between a fool and a damn fool. I asked Most I what his definition of a fool was, and he told me anybody who would stand against him. Oh, hey, shook my knees a few times with that one. That's just one instance. But you say, as many as there are people, everybody born into this world has been foolish to some degree. And it might shock you a little bit, but I want you to understand something. The scriptures in Isaiah 50th chapter and Isaiah 49th chapter say of Messiah himself that for a long time he had walked in vanity. Ah, did they tell you that? But now, upon his call by the Most High, Yah has become his strength. How many others, my brothers and sisters, finding the truth will have the type of humility to be able to change and convert when the truth is revealed? Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 50 talks about Messiah saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ear to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary. Who is that one the scriptures speak of? The scripture says, it's talking about the Lord for whom you are waiting. Lord, for whom ye seek, they will wait for him to renew their strength. Most High is not wearied in his understanding. But they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Why? Because he's going to expose every lie of all your rulers. Read Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. Read Isaiah 40:1 through 41:4, where it speaks of that Elijah-like voice that cries in the wilderness. And understand who the scripture says, him, who he is, for whom you should be waiting. He says the kingdom be made as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Compare that to Malachi, 4th chapter, talking about the son of righteousness that arises, the righteous one likened to the rising sun. One that, because of him, you shall discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. He says the wicked should be of the unrighteous, those who don't seek all the truth, to be ashes under the soles of the righteous in the day that he should do this. That same one that's spoken of in Malachi 2:16 3:4. It talks of the Lord whom you seek, the messenger of the covenant. It comes in a world where men have said that the pastors have compelled people to believe that for all the variant evil depravities that they teach, they say somehow the Most High is pleased and delights in such. So he comes as a messenger of the covenant to prove the Most High will judge according to all that is righteous judgment. Psalm 50 says, many will say that they thought of him that he was a thief, like the rest of your leaders. But he said, behold, I reprove you for all your sins. I can say, he said, watch out for false prophets. They don't tell you the whole word. And the nature of a lie is never tell you the whole truth, to cause you to presume after so many half-truths and illusions that seem wise to men who just don't know or oftentimes are not willing to accept the whole truth. Like I said, the Messiah comes to perform, in spite of all the men have declared, everything the Most High has said, is going to be a shock to people to find out not only that they well, they completely do, but they had not known the truth. Isaiah 25 talks about a city. Yes, even as also Zephaniah 2:15-3:6 talks about a city. Isaiah 24:10-16 talks about a city. Isaiah 66, particularly 6-15 verse, talk about a city. And in every case, it's talking about a city. Revelation, ooh, how about this? How about Isaiah 19:18-25? All these scriptures talk about a city from which Messiah shall emerge. A city that's part of the confusion of all the whole world. All the confusion of the world are intermingled in its midst. From that place, Revelation 16:12-21 says Messiah will reprove them all. A great earthquake, my brothers and sisters, a whole lot of shaking is going to be going on, because by his word he will shake all things, so only that which cannot be shaken remains. And it will be found that nowhere amidst that which most have trusted will there be found even one firm foundation. Isaiah 41 also relates the scenario that's talked about in Revelation 16:12-21. Talking about one for whom there will be a drying up of the rivers. It means that men will see beyond the mindscapes of the rulers. Same scriptures in Isaiah 19:1-5 for those who can understand it. Isaiah 41st chapter 21-42:4 talks about one, if they were to translate the words right, it talks about one who comes suddenly, like the rising sun, one who is hid from men because their conscience just have not stretched up high enough to understand purely what the Most High declared from the beginning is the eternality. And he declared that whoever will not speak concerning this eternal premise has not been the workmanship of Yah, but an abomination. And it says, all the kings before him, all the rulers before him, be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay, because they did not speak this everlasting truth. It talks about one before whom the rivers be dried up. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it means that men will see past every lie taught by all the rulers. I want you to understand, there's a reason why Yeshua said in Revelation 22:16, that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. 2 Thessalonians 2 reiterates Isaiah 11 and talks about one who comes a second time to do something he did before, and that is to bring his people out from Babylon. If you read the scriptures, it says he comes out of the tribe of Judah. You need to understand, brothers and sisters, what Genesis 49 1-9-12 verse says, talking about one called Shiloh, one unto whom all the people shall gather. That means they shall transcend every other ruler. Like I said, the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. He comes out of the tribe of Judah, a lawgiver. Like the scripture says in Acts 3:18-23, like Moshe, he will declare the fullness of a word. All that men have forgotten, he was bringing to remembrance after the power of the Spirit of Yah. said, whoever will not hearken to him should be cut off from among the people and not counted true Israel. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, what a man believes is a God to him. Abraham believed Yah and knew there's only one hope for a blessing and reconciliation of the world. It's according to a pure and perfect truth, no lie in it. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, the scriptures tell us. I mean, not all have heard that pure, perfect word. Not all have heard the word of peace. Not all have heard the word of righteousness. Not all, my brothers and sisters, have even begun to hear or knew how what it was to hear fully and seek fully what is the grace, the gift, the mercy, the absolution the Most High declares that his people not be caught off guard. He said he's a root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, that one called Shiloh. Who was it that was called the morning star, my brothers and sisters? Yes, they are deceivers that claim to be the great light. But the true bright morning star, my brothers and sisters, the one who rises, is likened to one who, the scripture says, rises suddenly, like the morning sun. The star that shall rise out of Jacob. Scripture says, what about him? In Numbers 24, it says he would destroy him who would preserve then anything out of the city, any of the misconceits that are in the minds of men, to liberate his people beyond every illusion. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand what these scriptures are talking about. Because it's the truth. The scripture said in advance, the leaders wouldn't tell you that they might continue to exploit you. And when the Most High does, through his Messiah, everything that he declares, it's going to be a shock to people to find out, hey, the Most High does not bend, nor does he shimmy, nor does he compromise or hypocrisize after any of the political regimes or any of the praise of the flesh, the will of men, the hypocrisies of this democracy that men have trusted, whereby they feel like they have an inalienable right to define what is happiness, what is peace, what is justice. Most of them told me there's only one justice, there's only one law, and it's his according to all that appeases him. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we know to seek Yah for the fullness of his will. That we know to seek Yah, my brothers and sisters, for all that he has declared. That we know to seek Yah, not missing anything that he has spoken. That we not be so easily deceived. Why didn't they tell you about the secret city prophecies? If you check in the chat, I have put already there an article where you might find an article called The Secret City Prophecies. I've already put there an article there called The Early Church Origin and its Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Early church knew that when Messiah comes, he's going to come indeed with a rod of iron, an unshaking discipline. Know for sure he's going to come with a sword like, with their mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. Reprove those who sought unrighteousness, even those who did, until there's an absolute point that all must gravitate toward. And either man seeks the whole word, or he falls short of what honors the Most High and falls short of what is to be the seal and confirming seal that shall guard men against the day of wrath that destroys every lying liar. Why didn't they tell you this? My brothers and sisters, why did they tell you that one is in Revelation 7:2 after that great earthquake that has all the kings running for cover, hides from the face of the Lamb, him who sits upon the throne? Why did they tell you who that one is called the angel from the rising sun? The word for angel there is the same word for messenger or king. Rising sun is east. What about Revelation 16:12? It should have interpreted rightly for you and told you that's the one called the King of the East in Revelation 16:12, before whom he dries up the rivers. That one called the Kurdi. They didn't tell you, they didn't even give you his name right. They put it down as Cyrus in your King James Version. Those who know the truth know better. One called the Kurdi. Kur meaning sun. Tis meaning
rise or to fly. The faith was not called Christianity. It was called Kurdishanya. I got all that information for you to find for yourself on my website, where you can find the links that help you discover, rediscover what Rome murdered millions to silence. The faith was called Kurdishanya, Kur, son, Tishraj, Shah, king. The expectation, the one called the king of the east. Who did they then know, my brothers and sisters, Yeshua to be? Why did he say, I'm the wooden offspring of David and the bright morning star? I can tell you that before Messiah appeared 2,000 years ago, already the prophet Malachi, who came after the time of the one called the king of the east, prophesied of his return. Zechariah, who was also a post-exilic prophet after the time of that one called the king of the east, called the Kurdi. Yes, my brothers and sisters, prophesied of his return. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that in Luke 1:78, the father of the one called John the Baptist talked about the one called the day spring from on high, sunrise. He called Messiah by that title. In the very months, my brothers and sisters, that Yeshua is being carried in his mother's womb. Who then did they know him to be? Why the Messiah said, I am the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. What did the apostle Kepha, they called Peter, what did he call him? According to 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. I will tell you this, that the early church, Jews, Orthodox Jews and those who converted to the faith, they believed that Yeshua was that one who the prophecies said had come before to deliver the children of Israel out of Babylon. One who brought them out of Egypt was out of the tribe of Levi. Come to do what was done before. See the temple finally in the latter days rebuilt. Messiah prophesied it would be torn down between the time of his passion and crucifixion and his return. In 70 AD, it indeed did occur. My brothers and sisters, if your pastors, your leaders didn't tell you who Yeshua said that he is, because they didn't want you to know that all that they've taught for many ages has in so many ways been nothing but exploitation of human souls. Messiah himself comes to restore true knowledge of the will of Yah. And more concerned with their pulpits and their thrones, concerned about the salvation of a soul and the reconciliation of a people, they sought for so long to make liars of men. That's all men can do without the knowledge of the truth. Men have to learn how not to lie. And I say again, my brothers and sisters, not knowing the truth and imagining that men have known what is wise before the time. It's caused many people to heap upon themselves the punishment the scripture speaks of. It says, for every idle word a man speaks, he will give account for it in the judgment. Man must find the truth that he can even convert. Man must find the truth that he can learn how not to lie. Man has to learn the truth that he stops being a servant of devils. And I dare say to you again, many just preferring to believe that they were wise have been like the damn fools the Most High spoke to me about. We said no matter how much you try to show them reality, they prefer to believe a lie, lest they discern they've been deceived. Isaiah 26 chapter. Need to read it from around the 7th through the 12th, 13th verse. speaks of the coming of an upright one, a righteous one. It means the same thing. And those who seek after righteousness will be truly elated that he has appeared. The script says he will cast aside the veil that's over all the nations. He will wipe away the tears from off all eyes. He will cause even ruthless nations who have known nothing of the truth of Yah to seek and revere him. It talks about the redeemed, people made strong, people made one. But say, other lords have had dominion over us. But now by thee and thee only have we made mention of thy name. He talks about one, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says will come suddenly, unexpectedly. To do it, most had not even begun to imagine, who will rebuke a bevy of lies that men have held true for a very long time. Say the princes or the principles of the nation be trodden down like martyrs, a pot of treads clay. The Most High looked and he saw none who could declare fully what is the gospel, fully what is entire the word that it is as it is from the beginning. None that if he asked a question to give him an answer, I show what the solution is. And the words down there for solution relate the idea, or answer relate a full return to what the Most High declared from the beginning. He called all else, all other words fundamentally, an abomination. So it says, behold my servant, my election, my soul's light, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth, how about restore, sense of what is true justice to all the nations. And all the isles, all the nations shall wait for, seek after his law. For I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, those who revere the Most High know they have no right to presume anything with regard to the Most High, for to do so is to leave a legacy of lies. And no one in his right mind presumes anything with regard to the Most High. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who sees the multitude of illusions and differences of opinion, vast numbers of variant administrations among men, should know to seek the Most High for an absolute. Not only for his own sake, but for the sake of his brother. That's the Shema. Love, seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. That the holy name might be consecrated and revered. That you might be a blessing to your brother. This is the utmost command of all. And many seeking to exalt themselves have forgotten this premise. Like I said, they made you pay to promote their lies. Boy, that's a heck of a job, huh? And after they utterly obliterated and afflicted and destroyed so many souls, nobody comes back to sue. Because they said it was your religious freedom to lie against the Most High, to presume his will, to say whatever comes to your mind and heart, reiterate what has no foundation or bearing. And somehow I believe the Most High is going to uphold him. Because you said you believed. It's not going to work that way. You paid for the sword with which they slayed you. The scripture says he takes into captivity. To go into captivity. You kills, how about with a false word? Should be slain when the true word appears. Say, with the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose, destroy, convert men beyond all wicked, i.e. lawless standards. And all the nations shall seek him. And in that day his peace shall be glorious. For it will be the truth in that day, my brothers and sisters, that assures the sanctity, everlasting nation, of a kingdom made steadfast, and the increase of his dominion shall even be forever. Prince of Peace, the Counselor, the Most High has sent for the cause of his purpose. But my brothers and sisters, many wanting to believe they were wise in a world of insanity have been duped to pay for tickets straight to hell. They made men curse the Most High and believe that their money was worth something before the Most High. Let me tell you something. What they call your money now, my brothers and sisters, in this present economy, it's counterfeit anyway. It's debt as soon as they print it up. Because it's backed up by against your labor for the next few decades. But did they tell you that? They're printing a counterfeit from the time they do it because it's based on nothing. But the expectation is they'll continue to have you as a slave. The marketing system that they employ. Brothers and sisters, for all that men offer, not seeking the perfect will of Yah, that men might be redeemed. Won't change the plan. All men's zeal for the illusion they believe will not change the plan. I ask a question, my brothers and sisters, would you hate a whistleblower who sought to save your life? Scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. He said, if you believe somebody else, then, he said, you were already condemned because you did not believe in the name. How about the forms of the testimony of the one of the Most High sins that man might be redeemed beyond his illusions? He didn't tell you what that really means. Why? The scripture says, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. He is the one who renews the strength of his people by exposing all the lies of the others. Your leaders didn't want you to know that. Like I said, a process of elimination has to overthrow so much illusion. Illusion. Look at that U and that V. Ill vision. Blindness. Scripture goes
90 far. Seconds.
Spirit of Yah. The appointment to preach. How about the whole word? For those who are meek and humble enough to hear. So release the captives. Open the eyes of the blind. How about even to bind up and heal the brokenhearted? How about those whose discretion was far from perfect? How about the brothers to restore the faith of men beyond all the multitude of debates, doubts, and illusions? Wrought of compromise after misconceits of so many. There's a lot of articles on my website. I'm just going to say this quickly. Night show, maybe not quite as long as some others. Just want to relate a couple points. You really truly need, my brothers and sisters, you haven't read them yet. Articles on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies, The Gospel of Shiloh, Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D., because it really pretty much says that after 70 A.D., Rome murdering so many, they killed all people who knew the truth, and silenced everybody who would have spoken it. And so it's been ever since. The Most High says in the latter days he began to reawaken his people, and blessed are those who hear a voice who will tell you the truth again. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. I thank the Most High for every year. Yes, for every year that he brings near. Mm-hmm.